talk now. This is MTN.
All right, welcome back to it. Like I say, no red wave, no blue wave, more or less purple tears left on the playing field all over the place. Some big surprises and wins for the Republicans, some big wins for the Democrats, and all in all, I'd say we have a split decision. Only the second time in my life that this has occurred, that the House, the party in the White House picks up seats in the Senate while losing seats in the House. Here to sort it out, the genius, the man, the myth, Mr. Everything. Just ask him, he'll tell you. Michael Dougherty here, director of the National Cybersecurity Society and board member of NetShield Corporation. Applause track, please. Michael, welcome back.
Well, I knew there had to be a dig in there someplace. Just ask him, he'll
tell
you.
Good Lord, I just said how wonderful you are. Mr. Wonderful. what are you saying? Yeah.
Where am I staying?
Hey, what are you saying? Have you slept?
Oh, you know what? I did sleep. I slept about 4 hours.
All right, that's about what I got.
It just gets monotonous. And I'm in Washington, D.C.
Wait a second. Sleeping gets monotonous?
No, it's just everywhere. You know, at some point, you know, how long can you watch these pundits, you know, spin it? And where I was had CNN on a lot. So
that must have been. Well, you know, here's the thing. And I caution the Democrats, careful on the victory lap. Careful with Pelosi and Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Elijah Cummings, and the whole geriatric crew that'll be wheeled out, literally, for these positions as chairs of all these committees and so forth. Careful. Right now, they're plus 26 seats, right? Historically speaking, that's less than half of what Bill Clinton gave up in 1994. It's significantly less than what Barack Obama gave up in 2010. I'd be careful on the victory laps, wouldn't you?
Oh, no. You know, you're exactly right. But, you know, what do you expect the media to do? It's spin, spin, spin. And, you know, what's that line I saw? I think it's the first time how many seats did Obama lose in the House? 60?
63. Bill Clinton lost 54. So, to say that the Democrats had a big night, they did okay. And they did what they were expected to do. But I predicted 19 to 29 seats. Looks like I'm going to be right in that sweet spot. I said the Republicans would pick up 4 to 6 seats in the United States Senate. Looks like I'm in the sweet spot because North Dakota, Missouri, and Indiana already checked off. Florida has 100% in. Now, there might end up being a recount in Florida, but Rick Scott won that. In Montana, it's pretty clear that Matt Rosendale is going to edge
that
out John
awesome
Tester.
One.
That's a big win. In Arizona, Martha McSally hangs on to beat Kyrsten Sinema. The only disappointment is Nevada. And, you know, I'm going to have to ask my good friend Megan Barth about that because there were some questions about how Nevada voting went, you know, last time around. But okay, you end up with 54 seats. And if you look down the road, Michael, in 2020, I guarantee you're getting that seat back in Alabama. So you can already put the Republicans plus one for 2020 in the Senate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And so tell me about
this. It'll be real tough the way those numbers go.
Yeah, here's what I want to know from you. You live in Georgia, close race, tough race. They're not calling that governorship yet, but it's an important. And again, Ron DeSantis wins in Florida, big win for the Republicans, for Donald Trump. And in Georgia, you held off the far-left candidate there as well, it appears.
Well, the heartbreak is Karen Handel, who's a personal close friend of mine, probably the closest friend I have in Belleville. And that looks tough. And that's the shocker. And she's never, and she was telling everyone, this is going to be close, this is going to be close. And
what district?
Six.
Georgia,
six. You know, it's tough. And I'm sorry, it is unbelievable, you know, how, you know, Woodall was supposed to lose last night, and he pulled it out. And Karen Handel is losing to a Democrat, and that's unbelievable. So
that's why I say there were some wins in some places, some heartbreak in other places. But for the Democrats, I would caution them, because here's the thing. For the Republicans to have the Democrats with a, let's say, a 5 or 8 seat lead, potentially, when it all settles out, right? And then you put Nancy Pelosi on TV every night. And then you put Elijah Cummings and Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters in charge of Wall Street every night on TV. What a gift, honestly, to Donald Trump and his reelection bid. And then you look at where the Republicans held important governorships, Florida, Ohio, Iowa, New Hampshire. These are all big, important states, obviously, in the re-election bid. In Ohio and Florida, nothing bigger. Mike DeWine winning in Ohio, bit of a surprise because he was trailing in the polling, but there it is. How important do you think those things are?
Well, and plus, here's the thing about Trump. I saw like this last night. He loves this. See, Trump's not a politician. He's like a marketing sales guy. He's like an athlete. When he's down, he gets better. He relaxes. He fights. He just eats it up. It's going to be it's incredible. And look, I'll take the Senate all day long because we got Supreme Court picks. We got judges we keep on going. And all we have to do is get some testosterone shots from Mitch McConnell, and we're good.
Clyburn of South Carolina said last night in an interview I caught, another one of the old guard Democrats, the geriatric crowd, right? Nothing against geriatric people, but it doesn't seem that the Democrats have anything younger. You know, Republicans have younger people that are chairman. The Democrats do it strictly on seniority, so you can have all these old folks out there. And I look at this and I say, okay, what's going to happen to all these members of Congress, new members of Congress, who promised they would never vote for Nancy Pelosi? Right? They all said that. A lot of them did in these different places around the country. And now they're going to have to vote for Nancy Pelosi. The first thing they're going to do is break the promise they made to their constituents when running for office. True, isn't it?
He is going to ram that down. I mean, it's a cavalcade of opportunities. You've got Maxine Waters?
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi? Elijah Cummings? What's Maxine Waters going to run around saying now that she's got that position of power? The whole Democratic machine's going to want her to shut up.
And she won't, of course. Again, she's a gift. Maxine Waters is a gift. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, Nancy Pelosi basically saying last night, you know, we're going to make things happen. We've got, if you start doing nothing but investigations and all of this, while we've got 3.7% unemployment, wages up for the first time in a decade, and all of these things that are happening, if that gets stalled out, well, you're right about one thing about Donald. He loves this stuff, does Donald Trump, but now he has a full-on foil. Now he has somebody, look at what they're doing to us. Look at what they're doing to you is what he's going to tell people. Look what they're doing to you and affecting your family. I'll give you the last word, Doherty.
No, I look, there is no way that I'm happy this happened because it's gonna embolden the media spin, and the fact that Adam Schiff's gonna have power kills me. But there's got to be another way to get these stories out, and we'll see what Mueller does. But because there's still no there, and this will delay the game. So you know, get your oxygen masks on, and try to get your Febreze for the room. But it's going to be probably the most interesting 2 years of politics we've seen in anyone's lifetime.
You know, it's good for business for people that are in, say, talk radio. You know, there is that, Doherty. So, you know, who am I to say, you know?
You don't need anything more to talk about, dude. You're a natural.
Doherty, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Go get some sleep, would you? Greatly appreciate it.
All right, man.
There you go. All right. Still coming today, Kyle Malin will be here, editor, vice president of MERS News. Congressman Bill Heisinger will join us. Grover Norquist will be here. Dr. Carol Swain talking about Blexit and its impact going forward. 41 after, it's the Steve Rivers Show.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
Everybody, let's go, let's go, ho, ho, ho! Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling!
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Rook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.